Boston Man. We're chatting with Coach Offline here. Coach Danielle Robinson here with me. Cleveland State Vikings out of the Horizon League. Coach Robinson going to talk to you offline now. He's talking to you on the air now, man. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, man. I'm going 100 miles an hour, but, man, I wouldn't have it any other way.
I hear that, man. Well, let me ask you this, Coach. How excited were you to get the job at Cleveland State? Coach Gates left you in a great position there, and you walk into somewhere where they've been winning. It's a tradition there. Man, how's it feel to know you come somewhere where it's not a full, total rebuild?
Right, and it's an opportunity of a lifetime. And, you know, I don't take this opportunity lightly, right? Coach Gates and I are, you know, we're pretty close. I was telling someone just the other day how he and I came up in the industry together. And when he got Cleveland State, it was like a part of me got Cleveland State, you know, just 3 years ago. And so I watched the program closely and I saw what he poured into the program, man, the way he's done it here. It's a first-class operation. The culture is set. And, man, we just have to continue to build off that foundation.
I hear that, man. You know what's good about it, Coach? Like, you know, another African-American has this job after Felton, now Dennis Gates. So keep keeping that line. I'm glad the AD administration should want to hire African-American coach to replace Coach Gates. Man, did a great job with the community of Cleveland, where a lot of us live at, man, as well. Talk about the community of Cleveland, man. How's it been so far? I know you've been on a media tour, trying to recruit guys. How's it been, man, your first few weeks up there, man?
Man, it's been great. It's like I feel like I'm home already. I feel like I'm home. Everyone has embraced me. The coolest thing was when my family was able to come for the press conference and, you know, all the first initial days of that rush for them to see, you know, all those things. Because, you know, obviously, man, this has been a journey. Right. I've been, you know, I hadn't always been at Iowa State. You know, we've been at some other places and, you know, our goal as a family was to, you know, for me to become a head coach and, you know, and for every kind of disappointment I may have had if a job I went after and didn't get it, they felt that with me too. And they knew how much I wanted this opportunity and for, you know, this administration, the president, to take a chance on me. Man, I'm forever grateful.
I hear that, man. And Coach, I'm asking you this, man. You know, that was the time I was a co-host, and I hated being a co-host. And I was trying to map my way to becoming the main host. So for you, how did you kind of prepare to become a head coach? I know I did little things on my own, how I asked the question, how I would script the show. But how did you kind of prepare yourself before this moment to be the head man of Cleveland State, representing the Vikings up there, man?
Representing the Vikings is right, man. Throughout the years, I had head coaches that believed in me, gave me a ton of responsibility. I would say over the last, you know, 6 or 7 years is where I still started to try to develop my own philosophies, my own thoughts, and would have those different conversations with the guys that I work for, the head coaches that I work for, you know, hey, what do you do in this situation? What was your mindset and why did you make that decision? So just different things like that. And there's so much that we all still need to learn, right? So when you became the host, you're like, oh, this is why he did this, or this is why that person may have had, you know, you have to go through some things to know the little nuances of it. So, man, I'm even excited about that opportunity. Like I told our players, we've been having workouts with the guys we have on campus now. I told them, look, guys, I'm going to make mistakes every day, right? But my intention is going to be good. My intention is going to be invest in you guys every day, invest in this program every day. And, man, let's grow together. Let's grow together.
No doubt, Coach. I'll tell you what, trial and error was my way of going because I was on air from 2 to 6 a.m. So I got a lot of chance to experiment and make mistakes because nobody was listening to me but the Deers and the Truckers, man.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, man. Hey, 4 years of that, Coach.
but it's nothing like it, though. It's nothing like the experience, man. It's nothing like the experience. But then, so like when I'm doing scouting reports as an assistant coach, that's my time. Like that's a short little window. That's your time. Like you got to put everything you have into that And then, you know, you it's like your little rehearsal. So, man, I feel you on that. I feel you on that.
No doubt. And coach, for you, man, my father's a coach. He's 81 years old, man. So okay. what got you to want to be a coach? Because I told my father, I can't do it, Dad. That's between you. You got too many gray hairs for me, man. I want to keep this jet black hair I got and talk about the game. But what got you into the business, man?
So I'll tell you, my grandmother raised me, right? She raised my brother and I. So there wasn't a lot of male figures in the house. So my coaches, my high school coaches, those guys really took care of me, took me in, showed me a little bit more than, you know, what was on the court, like kind of took me in and showed me different things outside of that. So I just naturally looked up to those guys. And when I finished playing college, I said I wanted to go back and be a high school coach. I wanted to go back and coach at my high school in Rock Island. But I met Coach Moser, Porter Moser, who's at Oklahoma right now. He became the head coach at Arkansas Little Rock at the age of 32 when I was just finishing my fifth year. So he and I developed a relationship. And when he got the job, I asked him if I could come on as a grad assistant for him. And then the rest was history, man.
I hear that, man. That's it's kind of similar story for me. I was just old football player trying to find my way. Went to do a show just to do it, and they liked me. And like I was like, that got me the radio. That right there, just coming to talk about my career at Tennessee State talking about it, and now look at me 12 years later. I'm doing what I'm doing on my own show now. So it's like,
wow. Boss Man, the Boss Man Show. Like that's it's all in the title too, the Boss Man Show. Well, that's amazing. But so when you find something you're passionate about, then it doesn't really matter if you're doing it at 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't really matter. So whether I was a GA at Arkansas Little Rock or I was an assistant at Iowa State, man, I'm doing something that I'm passionate about. I have great love for it. I really care about it. So it didn't really matter.
No doubt. No doubt, Coach. And for you, man, what's going to be your ideal Viking player, man? What are you looking for to build your program with? And out of the young man you want to have in your program to build it to where you want to keep this train going that you all have up there with the Vikings, man?
All right. So I'll tell you, I wouldn't be sitting here today if it wasn't for the way I put my heart and soul into everything, right? I put my heart and soul into it. And I'm looking for guys to come with that mentality of, man, blue collar, hardworking young men, right? We want high character guys. Obviously, you got to have talent, right? You got to have talent. Guys that want to be a part of something bigger than themselves. Those are the type of Viking young men I'm looking for. But guys that are willing to go dive in, put everything they got into it. And, you know, it's our responsibility. I have a great sense of pride in taking over the program after Coach Gates. Like, I got to take care of it. And so I want guys that's going to have a tremendous amount of pride to have the Cleveland State across their chest.
I hear that, Coach. And how's it been meeting these young men? Because I know it's a coaching change. You have to build that rapport, build that relationship, build it. That's so important. I feel like relationships are bigger than anything in coaching, it's in business, period. Relationships get stuff done. How's it been getting to meet these young men, build a rapport with these young men, seeing what they're about, them learning about you and your family?
No doubt. And that's the most important thing. Like, you know, investing the time into them every single day. Like, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time for them to totally get used to me. But, you know, that's the key to it. Like you said, is the relationship building and, you know, just being out on the court with them, having that sweat equity with them, showing that I'm taking an interest into their game. I want to learn more about them off the court, talking to them about their families, how they got, you know, what's their Viking journey? Like, what was their journey to get here? All right, now what's next for you? And how can I help get you there? And so once they know that, man, you know, we're building relationships for not just for this, you know, time period we're here in college. I want to be a guy that's going to be, you know, hey, they're sending me requests to come to their weddings. I want to be that type of coach where I'm involved in their lives well beyond their playing years.
I hear that, Coach. You know what, man? Come about your conference, man, Horizon League Conference, man. It's tough league, man. Top to bottom, man. Great, like our great coaches. My buddy Mike Davis up there, Darren Horn, over there in Northern Kentucky. Tell me about that conference, man. How's it gonna be for you being join that great league?
Man, a lot of great coaches, a lot of great players. Man, the one thing that these guys have done to really help me out, we've got a lot of help around here. Man, these guys have helped me and put together like a breakdown of each team. And the more and more I'm studying these teams, I'm like, oh, wow, man, these guys are really, really good. Man, it's a fast league. It's a highly skilled league. And like you mentioned, just the couple coaches you mentioned are high level coaches. So, man, I'm looking forward to diving in 2 feet and bringing our lunch pail and hard hat and carving out a niche here at Cleveland State.
And you know what? You're in a great area to recruit, man. That Midwest area, a lot of guys that you can go within 500 miles and find some players for you. And I feel like you're in a good spot. Also, hopefully people, my Georgia boys, hey, get you a coat. Go flip a Coach Robinson up there. I endorse this the guy. I endorse him for brothers down here. Go up there, play for them, get in that brother, man. But tell me about that. Have been in a great spot to recruit. You can get there in the car, you know, and see players all over the place.
Yeah, man. Man, the last few days, I went to Detroit, 2.5 hours away. I went to Pittsburgh, 2 hours away. Man, I went to Indianapolis, just a short, 4 hour ride. Man, I was in Chicago, just a quick flight, man. And do you realize Toronto, which has got a kind of a hotbed of talent, is just 4.5 hours away from here? So, man, there is a wealth of talent here. And man, we're going to tap into that. There's not going to be a stone unturned that we won't see players.
No doubt. Let me ask you a couple more questions, Coach. About Atlanta. So when you come to Atlanta,
yeah,
where do you love to eat at when you come down here, man?
Man, shoots, man. All right. So you might think this is funny, man, but there's a spot called Spondivitz.
I know about it.
So, we're coaches, man. We're in and out of that thing, right? So Spondivitz is right out there by the airport, man. It's a great seafood spot, man. I that's one of my spots I gotta hit when I'm in the ATL. Cause we're, obviously when we land there, we're running gym to gym. So most of the time it's late night when you get back. So you can't really enjoy the cuisine, but man, when you're flying out, you can always leave just a little bit early. So you get out there to Spondivitz and then, have a good meal before you jump on the flight.
Now, coaching here in Atlanta, if you came here to town, what's your favorite moment here as a coach coming here, just maybe beyond just recruiting? What's a moment you can point to the city of Atlanta and say, hey, I really enjoyed that time when I was there?
Man, so the Final Four. The Final Four, gosh, I'm trying to think. I don't know what
2012, 13.
It was 2012, 2013, man. Had a great time, man. A ton of my coaching buddies, they brought their wives that weekend, and it was my wife, I think it was like her second time going. Man, we had a blast down there. We stayed all the way till Tuesday. We went to the games, and it was a great time. But man, that was we went shopping, did all that stuff, so it was a fun trip that rip.
No doubt. Well, Coach Robinson, thank you for your time today. We got to stay in contact. We'll get your number offline, man, because I want to help your program, promote your program as there with Coach Gates, man. I love you. I love you Vikings up there, man. Like, I want to support you all any way I can. Help you, let me know, Coach. And I'm here for you guys, man.
All right, man. Sounds good, man. Yeah, let's do it, man. I appreciate you having me, and I look forward to staying connected with you.
No doubt, Coach. Anytime, brother.
All right, man. Appreciate it.